Thank you for the introduction. Can you all hear me out there? First and foremost, I would like to thank everybody in this room that helped out with this project this summer, and especially Dr. Reynolds, Lana Blaine, and Chad Smith. We all know that the new herbicide technologies and the herbicide-tolerant crops provide many benefits for producers and more alternate weed control options, decreased costs, and may help with resistance and alternate modes of action. But with this comes increased concern for issues such as herbicide drift, volatility, and tank contamination as well. Research has shown that injury from drift is usually worse early in a crop's development, but generally contact herbicides such as glufosinate are more injurious to young cotton than systemic herbicides such as 2,4-D. Cotton in the reproductive phase is more sensitive to systemic herbicides. But conversely, MARPL showed greater injury in cotton treated with 2,4-D at the 3-4 leaf stage. The objective of this research project was to determine the cotton growth stage that is most susceptible to injury from auxin herbicides. We used both 2,4-D and dicamba. They were used in separate experiments for each chemical. A concentration of 0.25 fluid ounces per acre, or a 1/64 normal use rate, was used. One study was performed for each herbicide at two different locations, with one occurring at the plant research facility in Starkville, Mississippi, and the other at the Black Belt Research Station in Brooksville, Mississippi. As far as application timing went, initial applications were made 1 week after cotton emergence, and subsequent applications were made weekly following the initial applications. The herbicide applications were made at 15 gallons per acre. We ran it as a randomized complete block design. We had four replications per experiment, and our plot sizes were roughly 12.6 feet, four rows by 40 feet. The center two rows of our four-row plots received the treatments, and our outside rows acted as a buffer to reduce herbicide drift onto adjacent plots. A qualitative analysis was in the form of visual injury assessed on each plot at 7, 14, 21, and 28 days after treatment. Our crop growth stage and height were recorded at each application, and our crop height and nodes above crack bulbs were recorded for each plot before defoliation. Yield was taken on the center rows of each plot. As far as the data with the 2,4-D, set this up a little bit. On our y-axis, we have our height in inches, and on our x-axis, we have weeks after emergence. We did see a significant difference in height here in week 4 compared to the untreated check here in week 15. We theorized that in week 4, the cotton plant was more than likely dropping its fruit, going to more of a vegetative production. And that will be shown as well in the yield slides. End of season nodes above crack bowls, we did have differences early in the season again compared to the untreated check and week 11 and week 6. These are the visual ratings that we took. If we look here in the 28 days after treatment, we'll see that the most injury occurred in treatments 2, 3, 4, and 5 when compared to the untreated check, and we did have a spike in week 9 as well. This is just a visual representation of the last graph that we showed. On the y-axis, we have injury percentage, and on the x-axis, we have weeks after emergent, with 15 being the untreated check. If we look at the blue here, 28 days after treatment, we see that most of our injury, it does occur early in the season with a spike here at week 9. This is our untreated check. This is one plot. This is 2 weeks after emergence, and you can see the injury occurring here in the middle two rows. This is 3 weeks after emergence. This is 4 weeks after emergence. This is 5 weeks after emergence. This is a former, older research project that occurred at Mississippi State. Chad Smith headed this up. This was a 3-year study, and it was a titration study. But if we look here at the 1/64 use rate, We see that they found over the 3-year study that there was 33% yield reduction. What we found this past summer was that almost a 60% yield reduction occurring here in week 4. Again, as I said earlier, with the plant heights, and at week 4 they're going to more of a vegetative growth stage. Week 4 produced roughly 1,100 pounds per acre in seed cotton yields, as compared to the untreated check that almost produced 2,700 pounds per acre. This is a representation of our yield decrease and according to the yield reduction, the percentage. On the y-axis, we have pounds per acre. On the secondary y-axis, we have yield reduction percentage. And on the x-axis, we have weeks after emergence, with 15 being the untreated check. If you see here in week 4, it's a complete mirror of one another as far as yield reduction and yield reduction in blue and yield loss in yellow. This is our visual ratings for the 2,4-D. This is cotton injury by percent reduction. If you look here in week 4, we have our percent reduction again. Our ratings didn't really line up, but towards the end of the season, we did have our visual ratings lining up, especially here with the peak in week 9. As far as dicamba goes, we didn't have any significant difference across the board in any of the weeks after emergence as far as plant heights go. With the end of season nodes above crack bowls, we did have differences here early in the season when compared to later in the season. But it's interesting, here in week 10, we did have some injury and some yield loss as well. These are weekly injury ratings for the dicamba. Our most injury occurred here in weeks 2 and 3. Our second most occurred in week 10. This is just another representation of the last graph that we saw. Again, all of our injury and our weekly ratings are coming here early in the season, and then we do have the spike in week 10. This is our dicamba injury. This is our untreated check. This is week 2 weeks after emergence. This is 3 weeks after emergence, 4 weeks after emergence, and 10 weeks after emergence, and you can't see the injury that occurs here in the middle two rows. Again, this is part of that 3-year research that was headed up by Chad Smith. He looked at young cotton and mature cotton and how much seed cotton yields were reduced in a percentage, and across the board both, right around 29%. What we found was right around 21%, with our reduction occurring the greatest here in week 10 and week 2 when compared to the untreated check. Again, this is a representation of the percent reduction and yield reduction. We have here in week 2 and week 10 being our most significant reduction in yield when compared to the untreated check. These are our ratings, our 28 days after ratings. When compared to the percent reduction, we were about right on. We were a little low here towards the end of the season. So in conclusions, cotton treated with 2,4-D at 0.25 fluid ounces per acre showed greatest visual injury in 2 and 3 weeks after emergence, or the 5 to 7 node stage. Yield reduction significantly increased when 2,4-D was applied at 2 to 5 weeks after emergence, or the 5 to 9 node stage. For the dicamba, cotton treated with dicamba at 0.25 fluid ounces per acre showed the greatest visual injury in 2 and 3 weeks after emergence, or the 5 to 7 node stage. When yield reduction significantly increased when dicamba was applied at 2, 3, and 10 weeks after emergence, 5 to 7 node stage, or the 14 node stage. Our data are in agreement with Hurst and Marple, showing that cotton at an early growth stage shows greater injury when sprayed with 2,4-D and dicamba, although when dicamba was sprayed at 10 weeks after emergence, it did show a yield decrease. I'm a little short, but I'll take any questions that you have. they never, they did grow out of it somewhat. They didn't fully recover throughout the season. No, we took the nodes above crab bowls and the heights. That was the end of season, right before defoliation.
Do you have any more questions for Gary? Thank you. Mm-hmm.